for valiantly covering yesterday as a way at a wedding. So the first Gemara I ever learned when I was in sixth grade is Perek Tfilas HaShachar. Many people start with this Mishnah. So Rabbi Yitz explained the whole story, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about this man of Shacharis, whether it's until 4 hours or until Chatzos. In this case, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It seems like a Das Yachid, but that was the appropriate time to bring the Karban Tamid. So that's that issue. And then they move on to discuss what about Tfilas HaMincha. And Tfilas HaMincha, we have a dispute. This time, as Rabbi Yitz explained yesterday, we don't paskin whether it's like Rabbi Yehuda who says Plag Mincha or the Chachamim who say Shkia until the end of the day, until sunset. And the Gemara says you could do like either one. Hashta the Lidmar Hilchasalo Kamar Velo Kamar. The Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. What about Myriv, which comes up at the end of the Mishnah? So Tfilas Ha'erev Ein Lakeva, which doesn't only mean that it doesn't necessarily have a fixed time, because unlike Shachris and Mincha, which are pinned down to the Korbanos, as Akeves Echad, Tasev Aboker, Is Akeves Hashini, Tasev Ein Arbayim, the Korban Tamid. So there is no real Korban that Myriv is based on. It's true that overnight, so some of the limbs of the Korban Ola and the fats of the other Karbanos would burn over the course of the night, but again, this is a much looser connection to the world of Kachim, so in principle, one can daven Myriv throughout the night. We try to do it before Chatzos, before the middle of the night, because we're always concerned that people are going to fall asleep. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Dalet very early on talks about how serious Chazal were about this Takana. They said a person who comes home and a person who, you know, thinks I'll eat a little bit, I'll drink a little bit, I'll watch a little bit of TV, and all of a sudden they fall asleep on the couch and they wake up at 7 a.m. and they missed Myriv. And so a person who does that, the Gemara says, is Chayiv Misa. It's like a very serious threat, not to be taken literally, but again, it's meant to bring home the point. And Musaf is also discussed here. We know that Shabbos and Yantif and Rosh Chodesh, all of these days have a Karban Musaf. So here we have a Machlokas as well between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. That's Rabbi Yitzchak over yesterday. So again, the Chachamim think in principle that it can be until Shkia. They formulate that as Kol Hayom. And Rabbi Yehuda says until the seventh hour of the day. The Rambam says L'chatchila here too. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But you know, there's at least one day a year where we don't get in Musaf by the seventh hour on Yom Kippur. There's no way we get it in by the seventh hour of the day. And maybe at the beginning of Musaf, but certainly not all the way through Chazar HaShat. So the, again, in such a case on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah probably we do. Rosh Hashanah we do. Yom Kippur probably we don't. But again, one can rely on the Chachamim b'diavad. So the Bali HaTosos pose a very important question. Welcome back, Lori. The Bali HaTosos want to know, why is it that in the Mishnah it's described differently, right? Both Mincha and Musaf, you can daven all the way until Shkia. So why by Musaf does it say Kol Hayom, and by Shachris does it say, or by Mincha rather, does it say Ad Shkia Sachamas? They give a very straightforward answer, because Musaf you can really daven all day long. Right after you daven Shachris, you can daven Musaf. If you come to the Hashkama Minyan on Shabbos, you could daven Musaf at 7:30 a.m. But Mincha, you can't daven early. Mincha, you have to wait until at least 6.5 hours into the day. Truth of the matter is that that's called Mincha Gedola, as was explained yesterday. That's not really the optimal time for Mincha. We learn Mincha not just from the Keves Shalbein Harbayim, but the other opinion in the Gemara is Tfilos Avos Tiknum. And the Pasuk says, we read it in, on Shabbos, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada Lifnos Arev Ein Sicha La Tfila. When was Yitzchak davening Mincha? The very end of the day. That's really the more appropriate time for Tfilas HaMincha. But if a person needs to journey, a person is not going to be able to daven with a minyan later. There are many people in Manhattan. There's been a proliferation of Mincha Minyanim. You know how many Mincha Minyanim there are in Manhattan, various buildings? So that they take place in the middle of the day. They don't take place closer to a plag or to Mincha Ketana. They take place earlier in the day. I don't know exactly Mincha Gedola, but if that's the time you can find a minyan, surely better to daven with a minyan at that time than to daven and be achidus later on. Okay, so Tfilas HaErev Ein Lakeva, we said that that doesn't only mean that you can daven Marv the course of the entire night, but Ein Lakeva means that Ein Keva, it's not really fixed. That in principle, Marv is really a Rishus. Again, it's not attached to any one of the Karbanos. What does it mean that it's a Rishus? So here's a machlokas between Rambam and Tosos. So the Rambam said Rishus means that you really don't have to do it. The Bali HaTosos explained Rishus means relative to Shachris and Mincha. It doesn't mean that I could decide that, I don't know, I'm watching, a TV show Steve, I'll pick on you for a second. I'm watching the Honeymooners, so I'm not going to daven Marv. Not that Steve would ever do that. Steve always comes from here when he's davening Marv to watch the Honeymooners. I understand that it was a double episode this past week and also this coming week. Effie, I know also you're involved in that. So the Baal HaTosa says that's not what it means, Rishus. Rishus means if a person has some good reason not to daven, even if it doesn't rise to the level of Osik Mitzvah, Patar Mina Mitzvah, they're not up to it, they're tired, they already got into bed, maybe then you could say it's not an obligation to crawl out of bed. But in principle, one really should daven Ma'ariv. Be that as it may, that's only by the letter of the law. But the Minhag Yisrael accepted, everybody accepted that Ma'ariv is going to be part of our regular structure of Tfilo. So today, Ma'ariv is just as binding as Shachros and Mincha. But there are certain nuances that we are all obviously aware of that are certain echoes of Ma'ariv's past as a Tfilas HaRishos. By Shachros and Mincha, people who didn't know how to daven were protected by the Takana of Chazaras HaShatz, of the repetition. People who didn't know how to daven. Ma'ariv, why don't we have the repetition? Why not the Chazaras HaShatz? But then the Chazaras HaShatz, because it's not fundamentally an obligation. I'll give you another one. So here in our minyan, I'm very proud to say that we're Machmer for this, like the opinion of the Ramban. But the Baal HaTosa say, you know, why is it that we have this very long, many of the communities, I would say most of the kilos of Ashkenazim, say Baruch Hashem Liolam by Ma'ariv, right? In between Hashkivenu and the Shemona Esrei. So isn't there a principle? The Gemara says you have to be so mechulul tefillah. Right after the bracha of Gal Yisrael, person has to go ahead and to daven Shemona Esrei. How can you have this long interruption? So the Baal HaTosa again in Brachos and Daf Dalet. So they explain, because really when it comes to Ma'ariv, it's not a fundamental obligation to daven. So how could there be a fundamental obligation of smichas gulul tefillah if there isn't even really a fundamental obligation to daven altogether? So that's another echo of the fact that Ma'ariv really began as a rishus. But again, as we saw, it was accepted, the halacha was accepted as normative by the Jewish people. I'll tell a quick story from later on in the Gemara. This became such a conflagration, whether Ma'ariv was fundamentally an obligation, it was a chova rishus, that the Nasi, the head of the Sanhedrin, temporarily got fired over it. So the Nasi, the Sanhedrin, was somebody by the name of Rabban Gamliel, and it was his way or the highway. And the second in command was somebody named Rabbi Yeshua, who is the Av Beis Din. He was the greatest scholar in the Jewish people at the time, maybe with the exception of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. So anyway, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananiah, the Av Beis Din, said, what do you mean? Ma'ariv's really Rishus. And Rabbi Gamliel got very, very threatened by this. He got very upset that there was a disagreement. And this was the third time that they had been in a disagreement with each other. So he said to Rabbi Yeshua that as a penalty, Rabbi Yeshua was going to have to stand the whole time that he gave a drasha. He's going to stand the whole time. And there was a coup d'etat. All the other rabbis there said, this is, you know, out of control, that Rabbi Gamliel is treating Rabbi Yeshua this way, and they temporarily deposed him. So they had a problem. Now Rabbi Gamliel has been deposed. They can't appoint Rabbi Yeshua, who was the second in command, because he was no Geo Badavar. He was involved in the Machlokes. So they had all kinds of speculations. Who are we going to put in charge? So of course, one opinion suggested Isaac should be put in charge. And then they settled on Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah had all the qualities that you would look for. He was a very big Talmud Chacham, he had Chosavos, he had the right family, he wasn't subject to bribery, he was a person of means. But what was the problem with Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah? We review it every year. That Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah was at the ripe age, a ripe old age of 18 years old. Remember we say it every year in the Haggadah, Hare Ani Kiven Shivim Shana, says it's as if I'm 70 years old. He was really 18 years old, so he was a very, very, very young Nasi. The Rambam says, explaining what it means, Harayani Keven Shivim Shana, going back to the earlier Mishnah in the first Perek, that it wasn't like a miracle, like the way that sounds in the Gemara, is that he davened that he should look a little bit older so people would respect him, so God gave him some premature aging and some white hair. But the Rambam says, no, it was because he worked very hard in Torah. He worked very, very, very hard, so he looked much older than he was, because he paid even more attention to Torah than to taking care of himself. So he looked much older than he was, but he really was only 18 years old. So be that as it may, eventually Rabbi Gamliel does tshuva, and Rabbi Gamliel feels badly about what happened, and he goes to Rabbi Yeshua, and so they reinstate him. But they didn't want to fire Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah entirely. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah didn't do anything wrong. So what they did is they had a rotation. Rabbi Gamliel got to give the drasha 3 weeks out of the month, and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah once a month, so he would be the one to give the drasha on Shabbos, and that way they made peace. But it all started with this issue of Tfilas HaErev Ein LaKeva, whether Ma'ariv is a Rishus or a Chova. But the truth of the matter is that the Minag really does reflect a very important concept. And the Rambam describes the fact that we have these three Tfilos on a daily basis, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, It's interesting, he quotes a pasuk, Erev avoker v'tzarayim, ehema, asicha v'ema v'yishma koli, that it's like I'm in a constant conversation with Hashem. The sum is much greater than the parts. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos says, halavai sheyispalel adam kol hayom kulo. Would that it were that a person would daven all day long. Really, you could daven all day long. A person could be speaking to Hashem all day long. So you have to make a living, and you have to interact with your family, you have to do other things in this world. There's something called Yeshuva Sha'olam. But the reason that we took Mariv and we turned it from a Rishus into a Keva, it seems like it's because what we want to do is we want to create a framework to the day. You get up in the morning and you daven, and then the middle of the day, you take a break from everything you're doing, and you renew that conversation with Hashem. Then at the end of the day by Mariv, again, you talk again to Hashem, and that's where you frame the entire day in terms of an ongoing conversation with Hashem. Halavai shispal adam kol yom kulos. That's why the Rambam, I think, he quotes the pasuk in the Mishnah Torah, and he says, "Yeah, erev oker v'tzarayim asicha ve'ema v'yishma koli." That yes, it's true. There's a whole different story as to the origin of Mariv, but when you put it together, the sum is really greater than just the aggregate of the individual parts, and it creates an ongoing conversation with Hashem all day long. As David HaMelech said, Shivisi Hashem, Anegdi Samid, Kimi Mini Balamod, we want to always feel like we're in Hashem's presence. And Tefillah is a wonderful opportunity for us to do that. So despite the fact that Shachris and Mincha fundamentally can't really be compared with Ma'ariv, the Rambam did compare them all in this Pasuk because they are all equal in the sense that they serve that same purpose of renewing that ongoing conversation with Hashem, which again, I remind you, as we introduced last week on Thursday, according to the Rambam, is a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven at least once a day to renew that connection on a daily basis. And according to the Ramban, even if it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa, it might be a kiyum d'oraisa, as the pasuk says. And with this, we'll conclude. Mi goy gadol asher lo elokim kruvim elav kashem elokeinu bechol koreinu elav. Hashem is always there for us when we call out to Him. One can infer Hashem wants us to call out to Him. He seeks our tefilos. Hakadosh Baruch Hu misavel tefilas shel tzadikim. God is very desirous of our communication. It's just as any parent wants a child to be in touch, Hashem wants us to be in touch with Him. And so that's what we're doing here. So even though it started out as an optional thing, it's certainly no longer optional. It's the universal minhag of the Jewish people to daven Mariv. It completes the day and really bookends the day in terms of tefillos. Rabbi Chanan.